Thank you. Are there any follow-up questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of this council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2025-116, generator maintenance and services. This is requested by Councilman Lattiser, found on page 104. Chief, please identify. Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department.
Chief, could you repeat your name, please? No, I'm only kidding. So, Chief, I notice in the bid document, item number one, it says semi-annual preventive maintenance service on all nine listed generators. But in your paper, you speak to non-preventative maintenance. What is the difference between non-preventative maintenance and maintenance?
So preventative maintenance is when they come out to do the routine manufacturer recommended twice a year, oil change, filter changes, the thing, and inspect the generator, make sure it's in operating condition. Any problems they find with it or any mechanical breakdowns of those generators, if they have to come out for a repair request, like a work order on a repair request for a generator that's not operating, or if they find something on their maintenance visit that they need to repair, that I consider it's not preventative, that's now a breakdown. That's where we get the hourly rate comes in.
Would that non-preventative maintenance, would that come out of the semi-annual preventative maintenance service?
Nope, the preventative maintenance service, that fixed number just is, it's specific to each generator.
Okay.
And they have, you know, they have to change filters once a year, change the oil twice a year. They have a very regimented schedule for the manufacturer of those generators that they need to follow. They do all those checks for the preventative maintenance. If they find problems with the generator, it's then an hourly rate. They quote us typically. They'll okay. say, this needs to be repaired. It's going to cost us, you know, these are the cost of the parts, and this is how many hours we're quoting you for repairs. And then we would look, we'd evaluate the quote, see if it's fair, and then authorize the work.
Okay. And I'm going to assume that you have a list of all of these preventive maintenance things identified?
Yes, that's in the bid specification. Okay. It specifies each of the generators by make, model, number, and the maintenance.
Okay. Thank you. I'm good with that, Chairman.
Any further questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next item is bid 2024-080, HVAC services for city-owned businesses. This is found on page 106. This is requested by Councilman Lattiser. Director, please identify. Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Eric Earls, Public Works.
Director, when was your department made aware of this heat air conditioning item had failed over there at Pilgrim Center? What you have identified in your first paragraph for your position paper?
I think it was, so it was the second week in July.
Okay. Also, in that same paragraph, you said it has failed, is extremely rotted, and needs to be replaced. Who services these items? And extremely rotted. That's not like, okay, it was fine, you know, 2 or 3 months ago, and now here it is extremely rotted and needs to be replaced. Who is doing these things? And does these people who are inspecting these things, servicing these things, do they bother to notify you that, oh, by the way, you know, if you got some rot occurring on this? Or do they just simply wait until it's extremely rotted and needs to be replaced? And then we're stuck with paying the bill.
You know, our guys go up and they'll do the preventive maintenance, change out the filters and that type of thing, but they're not HVAC technicians. So it's possible that when they're doing their preventive maintenance, you know, they're not looking at the internal components of the HVAC unit. You know, if it's something underneath with, you know, the condensate not draining properly and it's rusting that way, they might not even notice it until the mechanism fails. And then we'll have our HVAC contractor go out, diagnose the problem, and that might be when, you know, you figure out what's going on. Like I said, you know, we're up there doing our regular preventive maintenance, which is, sure, you know, similar to changing the filters and whatnot. But
right,
a lot of times we don't know there's a significant problem until the unit stops working, just because we don't have that expertise.
So it's not like there's a service contract that somebody comes in once a year and, you know, does a service maintenance like, you know, we do on our furnaces at home, let's say.
No.
Okay. That's all I have on, wait a minute, hold on. There is one other question. So, and it says on last item taken, award 6-12 on March 18th, 2024, PCR 27-24 was approved in the amount of $85,000. Go further down the last line, it says current contract period, August 30th, 2023. I don't understand the discrepancy between the award on March 18th, 2024 and contract period August 30th, 2023.
On March 18th, I think we may have increased the cap, which is what that is referencing.
So on March 18th, you think that was the increase of the 85,000? And
yeah, page 109 shows that. Request permission to increase from 80,000 to 165,000.
Okay, that was on March 18th. Okay,
yes.
So that was the increase in the original was the August 30th, 2023.
Correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's it, Chairman, on that one.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions for members of this committee? Are there questions for members of the council? Are there questions for members of the public? Next is bid 2024-162, various replacement automotive parts for the police vehicles. This is found on page 118. Major, please identify. Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
In this item, this bid item, what do you have left for monies in that particular line item right now?
So this particular one, the original spending authority was 40,000. We have spent 36,000, and we need to get to November 17th. Correction, 16th.
So you lost me. What do you have left in that account now?
We have 4,000 left original 40,000.
And do you have any encumbrances as of today?
That I'm not sure. There may be some invoices that have not yet arrived at our station. So they're not encumbered per se, but we haven't received them yet.
I was wondering about that because you're looking to increase spending authority by 20,000. And I was wondering what the basis is for that arbitrary number of 20,000.
Yeah, it is a little aggressive. We just want to make sure we get to the end of the bid expiration without having to come back yet again or having to scramble or put any repairs on hold.
If you could, once you find out what encumbrances, if any, you have up until today, if you could just shoot me an email on what those are.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm all set on that, Chairman.
Are there any further questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Next, we will discuss item number 31, bid 2024-067, fire apparatus annual pump testing and services. This is found on page 128. Chief, after you identify, I'm going to hand it over to Councilman Lattison.
Assistant Chief Umban Howard from the Fire Department.
Chief, so this bid expires 9/20. And you go on to state that the current bid and that the fact the department requires annual testing and maintenance to be performed this fall at an estimate of $20,000. I mean, like I had said on one of the other items, you know, I think it's a pretty simple process. Why wasn't that known before or during the budget process? So why is it that it's just all of a sudden determined that, oh my God, we need another 20 grand right. for testing that we should have known and should have been prepared to have in place already?
So this isn't a budgetary issue. The budget is correct for this. It's suspended authority. So this one's on me. This is an oversight by me. Originally, this bid was only for testing, not for the maintenance side of it. In the previous years, it was always just the testing. In this bid, we added maintenance into the bid so that it was basically two services being done under one spending authority, and I failed to increase that cap to accommodate for the maintenance, which is actually the more expensive part of the two. So this one's on me. When I put this bid package together for the initial approval, I overlooked the maintenance side of it, and it didn't calculate that into what we had requested for spending authority. So now I'm coming back to undo my mistake.
Okay, so this 20K is, it's all about maintenance. Has nothing to do with testing because the testing is already accounted for.
Well, we did test it in maintenance already once. This is a two-year bid. Right. So we did it once already, and we spent about $15,000 between maintenance and testing for the first year. We're assuming when we do it again this fall, when we do our annual testing and maintenance, that we're going to spend at least 15, if not, you know, more, depending on what we find in the maintenance part.
Okay, thank you.
Questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from the public? Thank you. Next is item 33, bid 2025-145. Body repairs to Romeo Sierra 75. This is found on page 143. Director, introduce yourself. Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Eric Earls, Public Works.
Thank you.
Thank you. Director, what was the actual date that the department received this vehicle? I know it's here, it says it's 2021, but when did you actually get the vehicle?
I don't have that information in front of me. I don't know exactly, but this was one of the ones that when I came on board, we bought three and then two kind of in rapid succession right around, I don't know, the end of 2000. I'm sorry, 2020. And I think this was among that group based on the number, that the 75. And so I would guess that it probably came into service probably early 2021.
And I'm asking because my next question is, what is the warranty on this truck and these various component parts?
I know that our team is really good about keeping up on the warranty. This type of thing, it's relatively common, but not so common that it would be a warranty item, I don't think, because it's kind of an anomaly when it happens, because the piston pushes back and it just creates friction with the floor of the truck, and that's where you get the kind of erosion, if you will, and that's how it fails. So I don't think it would be under warranty 3 years later.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you would just, you know, verify that.
Absolutely.
And you're probably correct, but I think it, in the interest of a $10,000 item, I think it's prudent to do due diligence and ask if it's under warranty. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. In this breakdown, it has various items. It's got 34 hours of labor. It has an item. It says lab-guide, assistant, computer, AVEC, GRAI. What is that?
I'm sorry. I don't know exactly what that is.
It seems like it's a computer kind of thing, right?
Yeah, except that the quantity's two, which...
It's calling for two of them for $1,240. And I think that certainly would generate a question about warranty. What the hell's a computer? Maybe it controls these other items. I don't know. Maybe it has nothing to do with those other items. But I think it's something that would warrant a question and to review what the warranties are, and certainly at least know what it is that we're getting, that we're paying $1,240 for. Obviously, you're not going to be able to do that tonight, but if you could check on that and get back to me on that item as well. So it would be when the vehicle was purchased, what the warranty is. I'm sorry, let me back up. When you actually took the vehicle. And I think that's important, because some of these vehicles, as we already saw, it's taken us 34 months to get them. You know, we're buying a 2024 pick them up, and maybe we're going to get it, and who the hell knows when. But when we take delivery is important in how it relates to the warranty. And then also on this item of the guided assistant computer, whatever it is. And that's all I have right now, Mr. Chairman. If you need, I think I could probably find a couple others, but I don't have to.
Are there any questions for members of this committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? The final item that was requested is item 37, bid 2025-118, regional analysis of implement impediments to fair housing 2024 to 2029. Council President McAllister.
Thank you. I'm just asking for PCR on this. I'm going to recuse. I am on the board of Rhode Island Housing, so out of abundance of caution, I'd like to recuse on this, so if we can get a PCR.
PCR 78-24. Thank you. Any follow-up questions to PCR 78-24? Any questions from members of the council?
I just thought the council president had something really hot and heavy to share with us on
No. Any questions, comments from the public? Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 78-24?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May I have a motion on the consent calendar, PCR 73-24?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next is PCR 74-24, resolution to abatements. Good evening.
Good evening. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month, we have abatements in the amount of 48,000, $183.49. For the most part, they're new exemptions that people didn't apply for before the tax roll was certified. But I'll answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt.
Hi, Director. There's a number of that are listed as clerical errors. I haven't seen that previously or very intermittent. So was there a batch or something?
It's more just trying to make a distinction. These are things that we could have and should have caught had we had a little more time. The difference here was we did a Munis upgrade just prior to billing. And some of the things that I don't want to categorize as things that dropped off, as we used to call it, and blame it on the computer. These are things that we could have and should have caught.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions for members of this committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. The final item is PCR 71-23, a resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for the American Rescue Plan Act community projects. Mr. President, I don't want to step on your toes, but this is just a continuation for the projects that are being requested by each ward, correct?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. You want to add anything to that? Thank you. Councilman Gephardt.
I have one. It is to install a bike rack at Sandpoint Beach at the end of Ives Road in Pottawamat.
That is this the time we add these in?
No.
Yeah.
My bad.
I wasn't sure myself.
This is on, Mr. Chairman. This is on existing items that are actually in the procurement process and or for consideration. This is just to clear the record to tie it up so that it was properly requested by the council. And so this is more an administrative item. As it relates to any future items that people do need, I believe we have docketed already a item about the new ward projects account. For those of you that have already exhausted ARPA allocations, but so just to distinguish,
I
sometimes we conflate those issues. But
thank you. I was mistaken.
That has to be in your capital budget.
I was going to do a motion to take Ward 2's, the rest of Ward 2's to my ward, but okay, since we can't do that. Are there any questions pertaining to PCR 71-24? I won't do it. I won't do it.
Very good.
From members of the committee, members of the council, members of the public. The time is now 11:04 p.m. in the work. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I need to do a motion. I apologize. I am jumping ahead. May I have a motion for PCR 71-24?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now officially 11:04 and the Warwick Finance Committee is done. Thank you so much to the council members.
Mr. Chairman, how about PCR 76-24?
They already recommended that.
Councilman, that had already received a favorable recommendation. It'll be back before the full council.
Oh, got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We just concluded Finance Committee and are heading to Ordinance now.
Ordinance Committee can meet at this time.
I apologize. Can you hear me? I've been here for 4 hours to hear about the claims, and you guys haven't touched the claims.
We'll do claims? We'll do public safety now then. Thank you, sir. We'll do that committee at this time.
So, what's your last name?
My last name is Marinaro.
So we'll call public safety right now.
If we could come up. Public safety is called to order at 11:05. That's the guy. Ask him if that's him. Can you? I didn't hear him that well. Thank you, Tim. That's him? Okay. Thank you. The first order of business is acceptance of minutes held on June 17th. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second is acceptance of minutes for the meeting held on July 15th. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, first item is PCR 7524. And first item is acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on June 3rd.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I'm going to ask us to move Mr. Dante Marinaro.
Correct.
Claim to the first. Now, the recommendation was to deny, and the reason being it wasn't filed in a timely manner. You have something to say to that, sir?
Yes, sir. To my defense, this is not...
Could you do me a favor? Can you talk into the mic as tight as you can?
Closer? I appreciate it. To my defense, I'm going to say that this is not a blow-up tire or a rim damage that you hit a pothole and you, oops, I did this and at the time that it happens. Anything else in a vehicle, it can happen during or after time you find out what exactly was going on. My wife was driving that car for a good couple of months. When I switched car with her, I noticed that they had a very badly clank noise. I thought that it was something that Renegade have typically in the rear. After driving it for a while, I noticed that it was getting worse. Then I took it to a mechanic and I was told that the left strut was shot. At the time that the car got fixed and between one thing and another, I ended up being probably early May when it was all done and I filed a claim. I don't do this for a living, so I filed a claim when I had a chance and that's why I ended up on May some.
Any questions, comments from members of the committee?
Sure.
Councilman Rick.
Yeah, my concern about something like this is that there doesn't seem to be anything to tie the damage to a specific day. I understand from the report that you were regularly driving over part of Jefferson Boulevard and that area that was in a very bad condition. Of course, that can contribute to wear and tear on the vehicle, but I wasn't seeing anything that was showing that there was a specific incident on a specific date where that was what was causing it to begin to have that noise. And then because it's showing the date of the incident as February 7th, that's well out, and then it was reported. It states on May 6th, that's well outside of the 7-day period that the statute sets.
I understand. I can assure you, if you are a driver, you cannot tell me that you can identify a strut shot in 7 days. Number one. Number two, I've been driving on and off to where my wife actually go to work because I've been dealing with Supply New England. That intersection, you cannot deny that until probably April or even May was so a disaster. It was very, very bad. And even now, I think the Jefferson Boulevard from Service Avenue all the way to the airport is being milled, which tells me that even during that repair work that the town did or the city did on Jefferson Boulevard, you still had bad spots on Jefferson Boulevard. So I understand your concern and your rules about the 7 day, but you cannot deny the fact that that could have happened even outside of the area where my wife drove. And no disrespect, but I would like to know how many times your wife told you that the oil is going bad. Because that is the major issue.
Thank you, sir.
If I could tell my wife, why you didn't tell me? That's what they do.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments from members of the committee? Any comments from members of the council?
May I point something out?
Give me one sec. Any other comments from members of the public? Sir, go ahead again, please.
I want to let you know that I checked with Paul Bailey Santasca. That strut costs about $500 the part alone.
As the chair, I understand our concerns about the timeline. I understand what Marinaro.
You can call me Dante, it's easier.
Dante is saying, and we know that Jefferson Boulevard has been horrendous for a long time. That, coupled with this gentleman being here for 4 hours, if not 5 hours, to plead his case, makes me side with him in that the timeliness, although an issue, should not be a deciding factor. That being said, you have another comment, Councilman Ricks?
Yeah, I suppose that my other concern here is that really at a certain point, it gets into more the general wear and tear. I drive around on a lot of these bad city roads a lot myself. I drive on Jefferson Boulevard a fair amount, but if everyone who had wear and tear on the shocks and struts and the like came in with a claim, it'd be half the city. And you know what? Condition of the roads at sometimes, you know, maybe I'd be, maybe that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but the standards, in the general laws, and the way that we've done this in the past, it's really looking at specific instances. It's looking at things like that. So I see something like this as more of a wear and tear type of situation.
Let
that
me ask you this: 30,000 miles on a strut is wear and tear.
Thank you, sir.
I apologize.
No problem. So I'm looking for a recommendation and a motion from members of the committee.
Can I say a quick thing?
I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand, sir.
Just to point out, while Councilman Ricks's concern is valid, it's worth noting, I think as the claimant pointed out, the damages are well above 300, like over triple. So it's not like the man's getting a windfall here by any means. In fact, he's not even being made close to whole. And even if we're factoring wear and tear, I'm not a car expert, I fully admit it, but I just, unless he's outright lying, it doesn't make sense that much damage. It doesn't make sense that there wasn't at least $300 worth of damage caused by the pothole under these circumstances. But again, not a car expert, not gonna pretend to be, so do what you will.
Thank you. Again, do we have a motion from a member of the committee?
I make a motion for $300.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
All right. Thank you. Now, sir, just so you know, I know you've been here a long time. This is the committee. It's a recommendation to the full council, which will be about 20 minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
With Councilman Ricks asking, voting in the negative on this, he is requesting it be voted separately so that if we could assign it a PCR.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have a PCR, please?
Yes.
Hold on a second, please. What was that again?
79.
Thank you very much. All right. Back to the docket. The next item is Mary Donovan, and the recommendation is to approve in the amount of $500. Any comments from the committee? All the paperwork was in order as seen in the checklist. Who's that? I'm sorry. On Mary Donovan? Huh? I'm sorry. Yes. We need a PCR on this one also.
PCR.
80-24. Yep. Thank you. All right. Do we have any comments from the committee? comments from the council, comments from the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $500.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I thought she was talking to me. The next one is Sarah Kennedy. Is that Mary Donovan? Yes. Okay, thank you very much. And the recommendation here was to approve in the amount of $96.83, and as seen in the checklist, all the paperwork was there. Do we have any questions from the committee, from the council, from the public? Seeing none, we have a motion.
Move to approve in the amount of $96.83.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We did him. And the last one is Ambrose Dwyer. They lost his wallet and had $100 in it, and the recommendation is to approve. Do we have comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Comments from the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $100.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Last thing, and I'm asking Councilman Sinapi on this. PCR 46-24, this has been paid and adjudicated, I thought. So do you wish to make a motion to...
What's the name on it?
Say what?
What's the name?
Corrigan.
This was the item that went through the trust.
Yes. This one went... I'm sorry. Are you talking, Mr. Walsh?
Yes, thanks. Thank you, Councilman. This item was referred to the trust and delayed from a period of time, and our understanding is that the trust made the determination and has remitted a $300 payment on this claim.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we don't even have the ability to weigh in. The trust weighed in. They took it out of our hands. So with it what you will.
Can you make a motion to withdraw?
If I'm allowed to, sure.
You can request it. The committee can.
I request the committee withdraw it.
All right, do we have a motion to withdraw? PCR 46-24.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is, this committee is adjourned at 11:19.
The ordinance committee may convene at this time.
I don't think I'm on that. About that. Oh my God.
Ordinance will convene at 11:20 p.m. for some reason. First thing we have is acceptance of the minutes from July 15th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 7-24, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the northerly side of Major Potter Road between Quaker Lane and Spencer Woods Drive. This is Councilman Gebhardt, and this is second passage. Councilman Gebhardt? Councilman Gebhardt requests favorable action. Is there any questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action, second passage.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That concludes ordinance at 11:21 p.m.
Solicitor Walsh.
The time being 11:21, it's been some time since we've all been reminded of Rule 21 regarding meeting curfew, but it would be appropriate this time should the council wish to conclude its business tonight, it would entertain a motion to suspend the at least provision A of Rule 21, which says no discussion or no new items can be brought forward before the body after 11:30 p.m. Provision B of that is also that we adjourn no later than midnight. A waiver of Rule 21 requires unanimous consent. So
I'll make that motion to waive the rule to continue the meeting. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we're going to continue to move forward. Councilman Foley, we just need your vote. We are going to suspend Rule 21 and continue the meeting this evening. Do you have any objection to that? Okay, thank you. Let the record show that it is unanimous.
Yep.
All right, thank you, everyone. We are back to the full council meeting. If you are following along here or at home, we have done roll call, salute to the flag. We've done general communications. We've done executive communications. We've done the acceptance of the minutes. So now we have done public comment rule 41. So now we're on item one, which is the consent calendar, PCR 7324, committee report finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
The following bids were given favorable action: 2024-385, 2025-066, 2025-065, 2025-113, 2025-039, 2025-107, 2025-140, 2025-139, 2025-141, 2025-038, 2025-151, 2025-084, 2025-142, 2025-122, 2023-440, 2025-114, 2025-114 Bravo, 2025-143, 2025-105, 2025-080, 2025-117, 2025-116, 2024-080, 2025-126, 2025-062, 2025-062 Bravo, 2024-162, 2025-144, 2024-067, 2024-467, 2025-145, 2024-083, 2025-146, 2025-096, 2025-097, 2025-100, 2025-152, 2025-153, I'll repeat that one, 2025-153, 2025-123, 2025-111, 2024-180, 2022-170, 2025-119, 2025-112, 2025-147. That concludes the consent calendar.
Thank you. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in finance? Okay. Number two, PCR 74-24, resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. And the dollar amount, Councilman Howe? $48,183.49.
I thank you for that, Mr. President. Yes.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the abatements?
Okay. Hearing none. Claims, PCR 75-24, resolution relative to claims, committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Foley.
Thank you. One claim for Sarah Kennedy, in the amount of $96.83, approve. And Ambrose Dwyer, in the amount of $100.
Do we have a second to that? Second by Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier in this evening in public safety? Councilman Ricks.
Second.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And Councilman McElroy, second as well. Any questions on the consent calendar? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. The consent passes. Councilman Howe, I believe a number of items have been pulled from the consent calendar. First item, Councilman Howe.
The first item is formally bid, favorable action, I apologize.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. It was formally bid 2024-116, firefighter occupational medical evaluation rebid. It is now PCR 76-24.
Okay, and it's been moved favorable and second. Questions or comments on this? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be voting no on this item. It's not because I particularly disagree with the requirement, but I disagree with the process that took place with this bid. There's been numerous times, plenty of times, when I've asked department heads, well, did you call out to other vendors? Did you find out or ask why they haven't bid on something? And this is clearly one of those cases. So if it's not all right to do it every other time, that's what occurred here, is a reach out was done. And if you're going to do this as a rule, fine, great. I don't have a problem with it. But that's not what happened here, so I'll be voting no.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
So,
yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Second item, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. PCR 77-24 with an amendment, favorable action.
This is bid number 2025-115 is now PCR 77-24.
You are correct. It's formerly bid 2025-115 water tank rental site, and it has an amended amount which gave it a PCR 77-24, and that was favorable action.
Mr. President, we discussed an amendment, but it was the committee recommendation was to hold it until November.
I'm sorry, September. Yes, I have it written, kind of scribbled under there. Right. Recommendation was to hold PCR 77-24 till September 4th.
Okay, hold PCR 77-24 to September 4th. Number three, third item pulled off, the bid number 2025-118 is now PCR 78-24. Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. This is the one that I'm going to recuse as abundance of caution. I am on the board of Rhode Island Housing, and this award is going to Rhode Island Housing. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister.
Recuse.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number four, I believe, is a claim, which is PCR 79-24. The recommendation was for favorable action for $300. Councilman Foley.
Yes. So moved.
Second by Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments on this?
Marinaro.
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 Marinaro. Any other additional questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 8 yes, 1 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. The next item that was pulled from the consent calendar is the claim of Donovan for is now PCR 80-24. Favorable action for $500. I believe we'll have Councilman Sinapi to recuse on this one. Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action. Second. In the amount of $500.
Second by Councilman Howe and Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments on this one? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
Thank you. And I believe that is the last item that was pulled from the consent calendar. So now we are referred business. First up is PCO 2-24. This is the public hearing. This was moved for favorable action. The second item, we had another public hearing, which was PCO 8-24. This will be held until September 4th. We are now under unfinished business on the agenda. First up is PCO 7-24, committee report. Committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Gephardt. Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you. Second passage. Number two this evening is PCR 46-24, committee report, public safety.
Move favorable action.
Nope. To withdraw?
Oh, I'm sorry. The one withdraw. I'm sorry. That was to withdraw.
Yeah. So it would be favorable action to withdraw this item. Do we have a second to that? A second by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, and Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, hearing none, favorable action to withdraw. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes to withdraw.
Thank you, motion passes. We're now moving to new business on the agenda. First up is PCR 65-24, committee report, public properties.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in public properties? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Number two this evening is PCR 70-24, committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman McElroy.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to make a request to hold this based upon the comments, questions, and concerns of members of the public on this item.
Do we have a second to Councilman Lattiser's motion to hold? Councilman Ricks, yes. Do you have a date, Councilman?
Until September 4th.
Okay. Questions, comments?
I just would like to know, if possible, from the department, whether or not on their end it's okay if it's held.
Anyone from the administration have any comment on the proposed motion to hold? This is the multi-hazard mitigation plan.
What was the reason for holding, Councilman? I'm sorry.
Yes, so there was some questions about advertising issues, animal shelter evacuation, generators, There was also questions about whether the new schools were going to be serving as shelters. Will they have generators?
So there's going to be additional public comment during all the rest of the approval process. So if we could keep moving this forward, it's been dragging for quite some time. So we'd like to get this approved and ready to go for additional public comment.
Yeah, but it'll be additional public comment, you know, once it gets to the General Assembly, right? And then it's going to come back. So these questions and concerns, I think, are valid. I think they're significant, and they should be addressed before it goes to the General Assembly, such as the schools, as an example, such as generators in Station 4. If these different facilities are going to become emergency shelters, then I think those questions and those concerns should be addressed before it goes to the General Assembly. And 2 weeks for the administration or the school department, whoever else, to provide the answers to those questions, I don't think 2 weeks is going to be making a big difference, because the General Assembly isn't going to be dealing with it till January anyways.
Well, Councilman, you can do whatever you choose. I mean, it's just, we would like to get this going. We'd like to move this forward. I think the comments and the questions were addressed previously through the public comment process and all the meetings we've had. So it's your pleasure.
Any other questions or comments?
That's my opinion with it.
Any other questions or comments? So we have a motion to hold. Councilman Howe.
Then I would agree with what the chief said, that the process, this is what goes on, what was described earlier. The process was taken, the process was played, and therefore we move forward with the process. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any additional questions or comments? Okay, so there's a motion to hold until the September 4th meeting. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? No. Ms. Travis?
No.
3 yes, 6 no. Motion fails.
Okay, so we move back to the favorable action, which was seconded. So is there any other questions or comments on favorable action? Councilman Sinapi.
Other than just point out that it sounds like any other additional concerns can be addressed going forward in the process, so I would move the vote, or more specifically, move the question.
Thank you. Any other additional questions or comments? It's been moved and seconded. So a favorable action on PCR 70-24. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis? 7 yes, 2 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number 3 this evening is PCR 71-24, Committee Report Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? This is resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for the community projects. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Referral and advertising. First up is PCO 11-24, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Rhode Island Custom Builders, and PCO 12-24, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Rhode Island Custom Builders. Moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? On the mic, I can't hear you.
Councilman Sinapi is requesting unanimous consent of the council that the second passage of PCO 224 be docketed for second passage at the September 4th meeting.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we will. It will be docketed for at the next meeting. Ward 9, anything to docket on unanimous consent? Okay, Councilwoman Travis.
There be no further business to the final
All those in favor to move in the docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any objections? We are now in the docket session. I have two items to docket. First is a resolution regards to ward projects.
Finance.
And the second item is a resolution in regards to the 2025 City Council calendar. Intergovernmental. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Just one second, Mr. President. Okay, an ordinance, and it's a requirement that the finance director present to the council a regular or special meeting that allows for the members of the public to ask questions on a yearly basis.
Ordinance. Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 already did. Ward 8? Ward 9? All right, we are adjourned.